Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh dear Lord!
Never have I ever imagined that in my lifetime I would put out a video about dating over 60.
Damn!
I'm sorry.
I'm still looking for Prince Charming at this age.
And I would get the most amazing response and comments from it.
Look, I'm glad you guys found a community on TikTok where you guys can support each other, women over 60 dating. You're going to need the support. Look, I'm not knocking you, Grandma. I'm really not knocking you. But just, maybe you're lonely. So I'm not going to make fun of you because I feel bad.
Stop the cap.
You know, maybe you're lonely. You don't have anybody to talk to. So you hopped on TikTok. Okay, that's fine. But like, the little pink emojis or whatever you call it. Look, you know, I can't even do it. I'm not going to roast her. I'm going to try not to roast her. Let's just play this out and hopefully she doesn't say anything too ridiculous and absurd where I have to.
You're a good man.
It's been crazy and amazing, and I just want to thank everybody for it. I've got thousands of likes and thousands of comments, and I've tried to write back to everyone who has written to me. Thank you all. Positive, negative, I've learned from every single one. And everyone has asked me to, please let us know your updates. So here I go. I'm going to be totally honest and frank and just tell you exactly what's happening.
Just don't say we did.
I have decided that from now on, I'm going to fly solo. The dating app thing is just not for me. I'm old school. I feel better and way more comfortable if I met someone through a friend or a coworker or at the gym or just...
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
Ma'am, no. Look, no. At this point, you got to try to get a man any way you can get him if you really want one. It's that simple. It's not like the old school days. You're not just going to bump into him at the grocery store. You're not just going to bump into him at the gym. It's not going to happen that way. We got to get practical now. We got to leave the fairy tale, Grandma. We got to get practical.
Stop trying to make it work.
I've tried. I've given it my all for a little over a month or so. I've been on a bunch of first dates, no second dates. I've had one major super crush, but he didn't super crush like me back.
No fucking shit.
No shit, Sherlock.
So are you still just chasing Chad, ma'am? Yeah, she is. They never grow out of it. They never grow out of chasing Chad. She's chasing a motherfucker that looked like Sean Connery. Look, I'll say it, ma'am. If you still chasing the top 10% of old dudes, I hope you don't find somebody.
Buy a dog, die alone.
And that's what life is all about. So I'm going to keep on putting it out there. What I put out there, I feel like, is what I'm going to receive back in time.
That is bullshit.
And I've got all the patience in the world. I've been single for a very long time, and I'm willing to like be single for a day, a week, a year, longer, whatever it takes. I feel like it's all about timing in life for both people to become aligned. So
don't tell me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
His publicist helped calm him down.
No, look, it's just about finding somebody that you get along with a good character at this age. It ain't about the moon aligning. It ain't about the stars aligning. It ain't about him being a certain height. It ain't about you thinking he cute. Those days are over with. It's about finding a decent man who makes you laugh and who's willing to be there for you. And if you can't get on that program, you don't deserve to find somebody, Grandma. I'm sorry.
I'm going to focus on my career.
What kind of shit is that?
And my family and my daughter and my grandchildren and my girlfriends and going out for dinner and just living life and all the things that make me happy. But I just wanted to thank everybody. If I do meet someone down the road, I will be the first one to put it out there on video and say, here he is. Here's my companion in life.
For these type of women, there is an overall lack of awareness that they are the problem.
But for right now, I'm just going to fly solo, like I said. But it's been an amazing experience, and I just wanted to thank everybody for it. And the comments are still coming in, and I will continue still to write back because I learned from every single one. I just wanted to say thank you so much. Yep. And that's it.
She's not a horrible-looking, whatever, 80-year-old, however old she is. But a man who kept it together like she has, he could have 23-year-old you know, sugar babies tickling his pickle.
Oh, behave.
He don't gotta try to court Etna. See, that's the difference between an old, old man and an old, old woman. A struggling 23-year-old will give an 80-year-old man a naked back rub.
That's nasty.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
So it's Saturday night at 10:42, and I wish I had rehearsed this, but I'm not. This is fully off the cuff because I'm not really good at TikTok. But I matched with this guy on Hinge, and he was older, distinguished CEO.
Look, ma'am, you don't qualify for a CEO. And it's pathetic that you're, what, 50, 60, still wearing your boobs out, your hair look a mess. Look, just, no, still trying to chase the top 5% of men. You've aged out the top 5% of men. He probably just wanted an easy lay. So I'm expecting that this didn't work out, and that's why we're on TikTok, you know, Cringe Chronicles. But you should have expected it to not work out. You should have shot in your league, and it would have worked out.
I highly doubt that.
Really put together on the app. And so we were texting back and forth, and he invited me to dinner, and I was intimidated. I was like, wow, this guy is like older, successful. What do I wear?
Well, here's the thing that they don't talk about. Most of these women are going to be intimidated when they get a certain type of guy. They say they want a certain type of guy, but most of these women wouldn't know what to wear. They wouldn't know what to say. You know, they don't know what to bring up. They don't know if their vocabulary is going to be big enough. They're extremely nervous. All that confidence that they, you know, put out on social media, it flies out the fucking window. Having your boobs out and just saying tee-hee, it ain't going to cut it with those top-tier men.
Never forget that everyone is a princess.
What do I do? Like, I even said, like, is it casual? And he was like, oh, I'm going to wear, like, a collared shirt. And anyway, so I was so worried about my outfit. So I was like sending my daughter's pictures, like, what do I wear? What do I, you know, like my jewelry, you know, do I wear like extra, whatever. And so I was very nervous because in my mind, this man was very distinguished and amazing. And I really wanted to impress him.
Well, here's what women don't think of. Your outfit isn't going to impress them as much as your personality and your femininity. They put so much emphasis on how I'm going to look. What he's going to think about my body instead of putting some emphasis on what is he going to think about my mind. If this man is a CEO, look, if he was going after looks, he would have got something way younger than you. So he's looking for you to bring something more, you know, impressive to the table for stimulating him, you know, mentally. And based on what I've been hearing so far in this video, that's not something you're capable of doing. So you should have been more, you know, uptight and nervous about that aspect of things.
And so I take an Uber to the Denver club, and he's like, ping me when you get there. So he comes down and he lets me in, and we go up, and it's not a club, it's a community area.
Seagal's at a bar getting faced because he knows just how goddamn stupid everything's about to get.
Oh yeah, I didn't touch on this, but how cringe is it that this woman is this age still doing cringy dating chronicles on TikTok? That alone disqualifies you for a CEO. CEOs move in a very particular way. They like things to be discreet. They like their privacy. They have an image to uphold. They don't need you blabbering on fucking TikTok, a teen website, a teen social media app. As a grown-ass woman. Saying things that could potentially F up million-dollar deals for them. Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
For, like, the building. Right? So it's just him and I. And I had made it very, very clear. Actually, to his... I mean, very clear. Like... I'm not going to meet you one on, like, privately or, like, your place. And he's like, well, it's not my place. It's the club. And it was just really unsettling. But here is the lesson. I literally was so nervous about trying to impress this person because of what I thought in my mind. And the man didn't even have shoes on.
Who the f*** do you think you are?
No, whoa.
He don't need to have shoes on. He's probably a millionaire. He could roll how the f*** he want to roll. Look, what really happened is he probably rejected her. Or he probably just told her to leave. And now she got to come on the internet and try to flip it. Like, oh, I was so nervous and he wasn't even all that. He was all that. And even if he wasn't all that, he better than some washed up chick, you know, who's still making TikToks in her 50s.
That's the mathematical reality.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.